When a customer comes through your door for the first time, how do you engage to make a fantastic first impression? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And we've got a great question today from a brick and mortar business owner who I think probably has a question that a lot of online business owners can also learn from. And that's the idea that when you are encountering a prospective customer, client, or lead for the first time, how do you need to engage in order to create a lasting impression? So let's dive into her question and I'll find you on the other side. Heather, for several years, I've been a buyer and curator for local gift shops. I research artisan wares and products, introduce them to owners, and set up the contracts between the artisan and the owner. The problem with doing it this way is I'm restricted to buying within the business owner's taste and preference. However, I have my own appreciation for artisan ware and decided I could open my own shop. I opened a super small spot in my town 6 months ago. It's beautiful. You should see the fantastic things I've curated. Curated. My store is a wonder. However, when customers come into my shop, I don't know how to engage with them. I don't know what to say. I'm so used to pitching these things to business owners, not the daughter looking for the perfect gift for her mom or for someone's teacher. I am horrifically awful at small talk, and I have no idea how to engage with people. When a customer comes through the door, how do you start? Okay. So I'm so glad you wrote in with this question, because I think that your struggle, even though you're talking about a brick and mortar here, is really familiar to a lot of people online. When you meet somebody who might want to do business with you, how do you engage with them? And I think what ends up happening for people is that they immediately go into business owner mode, or they go into boss mode, and they know that they want that interaction to lead to a sale, to lead to an exchange of cash. And I think that as a result, then what ends up happening is we put our sales caps on and we think we suddenly have to sell something and we have to present things a certain way and be a certain way. When in actuality, when you first meet somebody for the first time, regardless if it's online in social media, if it's in an exchange in your email list, or if it's somebody walking through the door, you are a human first. And I think you've created this whole story that you don't know how to engage with people because suddenly you've decided you need to engage with them differently than you have been all along. Now, I don't know how you've curated, I said that word wrong again, curated all these, products and services in the first place. If you're largely finding, your artisans on Etsy and through Shopify, if you're going to farmers markets, if you're going to craft fairs, or larger trade shows, I don't know your way of doing this, but my guess is you don't immediately approach somebody who's made their hand goods with like, okay, how much are you making this for? How much are you selling it for? You're starting with a hello and you're starting with some sort of like inquiry of like, oh, where are you from? How long have you been doing this? You're just getting to know somebody. And you know, what's missing from your question is the enthusiasm you have for your shop. You called it a wonder. It delights you. It excites you. So what I would start thinking about is how do you introduce the wonder and excitement to people coming into the store so they see things through your eyes. So when you're welcoming them into the store, you're saying, hi, how are you today? What did you come in looking for? You know, one of the things that I would always suggest is to say to somebody, you know, this place is just so fun to look around. I'm going to let you look around so you can discover its wonder. And then if you have questions about any of the things in here or you want the story behind it, you know, make sure to let me know and then I'll come find you. Because if you are creating this wondrous experience in your store, if you are creating some magic, think about what that is like. You want people to ooh and ah. and to really see, touch, and experience it. And they can't even do that if you're talking. So what you want to do is figure out what kind of experience that they need to have in order to experience and see the wonder that you are so trying to express. So I would think about a way doing it that way. So how do you get them to see and experience it the way you are? And then you say, hey, what are you looking for? Are you having a hard time finding something? Is there a particular thing? Like, you can just be curious. And then you can say something like, can I introduce you to one of my favorite things? Or can I show you something that I'm really excited about in the store right now? Or, here's a sneak peek at something's coming. Like, the selling point in your letter to me is your enthusiasm. The fact that you love this stuff so much that you wanted to create your own store because you were tired of not being able to pick out products and buy gifts that weren't appropriate to other people's gift stores, so you wanted to do it yourself. And then suddenly you're saying to me, I don't know how to talk about this. Like, bull crap. Of course you know how to talk about it. You're super excited about it. Your passion is like leaping off my computer screen. But what's happening is you're creating a story that you don't get to be that person in that initial interaction, that suddenly you need the sale and you need this and you need that. And I would argue that you don't. What you need is your personality and your enthusiasm. And then on the flip side, you also need to be able to read social cues. And I think that, again, this is a conversation for online business owners and offline business owners, is how do you respond to people when they've responded to you a certain way? I cannot tell you in real life and in online life how many times, even though I've made it really clear that I don't want to be pitched to, that I'm just looking, that this, that, and the other thing, people proceed, sort of bulldozing with their own agenda. I think that the more important question here isn't just how you start, but it's how you listen and respond. So if you can tell someone's just in the moment of wonder and having a really good time, then let them sit in the wonder. If you can see somebody kind of hemming and hawing over something, perhaps you're going to ask if they need help or need a follow-up question. If you see somebody, sort of looking at a particular section or a particular artisan's wares, perhaps you're going to bring their card and tell them a little story about the artist who made it or the product they're holding in their hand. I think you can look at it through a different lens because you've made all of these connections already. You've successfully connected to artisans. You've successfully connected to business owners, and you have the boss mentality and the business acumen to be able to turn those interactions into contracts and agreements. So the skill set you've already demonstrated, it's clear that you have this. You're just getting in your own way because you're telling yourself you have to do it differently. Instead, what you want to create and cultivate is raving fans for your gift shop. I live in California now, but I can tell you that back in Massachusetts, in a small town of Arlington, Massachusetts, there was this little gift shop and it delighted me. And obviously, I didn't always have a reason to shop there, but I had such delight for it that anytime somebody said, oh, I'm looking for a gift, or oh, I need this, I would say, I know exactly where you need to go, and go to this store and you'll find the perfect thing, guaranteed. And then, there was this other, I really enjoy woodwork crafts and artisan wood things. And so there was this perfect spot for that in Salem, Massachusetts. So I told people about that. So what you want to do, because you have a business where people aren't going to need you all the time, it's not like you're a bookstore and they're going to finish a book and need another book. They might need a Mother's Day gift and then they might need something later in the year for a friend's birthday. You want to create that raving fan experience so that even if they don't need you, they're talking about you. And the best way to do that is to share your enthusiasm and to create interest and to create memory. And you get to do that in so many ways now that you have your own store. You can highlight artisan stories in a different way. You can invite artisans to come to the shop. There's so many different ways to create that client experience. So long as you're removing and changing the story that it's all on you and you have to do it this specific way. I would take yourself off the hook a little bit. I would look at the skill sets you already have, and I would trust your intuition because it's what's gotten you this far. And, you know, any new business owner and any established business owner, if you're finding your lead generation is going down the tubes, if you're finding that you're not genuinely connecting, my guess is that you're trying to be somebody else and you're not being yourself. You're doing what you think you should be doing versus what you actually want to do. And you're not making the decisions or having the conversations that move the needle in your business. And so what I would start thinking about is, how do you do that as a business owner? And the best way to do that is through genuine connections with the consumers and leads you're bringing into your business. And that means starting off on the right foot, but also taking their lead and how they would like to engage with you, and, you know, leaning into that a little bit as well. I had so much fun answering this question. I really hope that it gives you some value. You used your regular email address. You didn't use your business email address. And I totally try to stalk people when they send me these letters to check their businesses. And I would have really loved to see in your gift shop. So if you don't mind sending it my way, I would certainly love to see it. I geek out on this stuff too. So thank you so much for listening in today and joining the conversation. If anybody listening has a question that they like my two cents on, you can always find me over at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.